Good evening, everyone. My name is Robert Martin. I live in Clarksville on Ben Yong Hill. You can tell where my sympathies lie in what I'm wearing. Thank you, Brian, for letting me speak. The paper that goes along with this has already been submitted to Chris, so he has it. I'm here to speak, although I agree with all of the points that have been made by other people. I'm here to speak on a very specific issue, one that hasn't been addressed. I am the emergency coordinator for amateur radios in Coos County and the top part of Grafton County. The amateur radio service was created by the federal government and spectrum allocated to amateurs for a number of reasons, one of which was to provide emergency communication when all else fails. On that point, I can speak with some authority. Most people don't realize it, but radio in general plays a very important part in our lives up here in Coos County. The safety network that allows people to come up here and hunt, snowmobile, and use their ATVs is supported by radio communications that provides the ability to get people help if they need it. Ben Yong Hill is a hub of communications. It is located within 1,000 feet of where the power lines are going to go through. On that hill, we have Border Patrol sensors and communications. We have NOAA. We have Fish and Game. We have the police and fire dispatch. Just to name a few of the services, the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont has their radio equipment up there. Up on that hill, I have a communications center that allows me to talk to Homeland Security down in Concord, and we provide a network of repeaters and support throughout the county here that allow us to talk among ourselves and interface with emergency services when our ability is there, when the need is there. We have a problem with those power lines. Power lines are exceedingly noisy. When it's quiet outside and it's cool outside, you can stand under them and they hum. When you get rain, you get ice, you get wind, you get rime ice, you get any bad weather, those things generate static like you cannot imagine. Think about it this way. Where those power lines go is going to be like parking a thunderstorm permanently. It's going to affect radio communications, handheld communications that the emergency people use to communicate, and it's going to create a level of pollution that you can't see, but it's going to affect your lives permanently. This is not a good project. I'm not in favor of it at all, but I concur with the other sentiments here. We got to have it. Those lines have to be buried, or it's going to impact the quality of your life and the support we give to the people who bring money in here. That's all I have to say.